sahana bhavatu, sahanau bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Why don't we do the sentences? That's the first thing we can do is the sentences.
They were very hard, actually.
They weren't. They were actually very easy.
Yeah.
For the most part. And also, there weren't couplets, you know, so it wasn't like doing twice as many.
Exactly.
Who wants to start?
How are you doing, Rose? The sentences.
I'm doing okay. I can start.
Okay.
I mean, I did whatever.
It's pretty easy. The first one is straightforward.
Panchashati Brahmanebhya Pratyaham Krishna Varman Annam Dadati. Panchashati is from Panchashata, which is 50, and it's in the dative here, declined like a consonant ending word. So Panchashati, and then Brahmani Pah is also dative. So there are 50 Brahmanas, 250 Brahmanas, that's what that means. And then Pratyaham, is that an indeclinable for daily?
Every day.
Every day.
Each day.
Krishna Varma is in the nominative singular, so he's the subject. Annam is food in accusative singular. Dadati is from, is the reduplicative to gives, third person singular. And it's is a third that reduplicates?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Da.
Da, from da. So it's, so Krishna Varma gives food to 50 Brahmins every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
I wish they were all like this. That's what we need. We need to go back to sentences.
Let's do the next one.
Okay. Oh, should I read this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Panchashati Brahmanebhya.
Panchashati
Brahmanebhya.
Pratyaham.
Pratyaham.
Krishna Varma. Annam Dadati.
Guruho Paricharya. Urvataha Tasya. Vichat Varin. Shat. Ahani
Vatilibu. It's Dvichat Tvarim Shat, right?
Dvichat
Tvarim Shat.
Oh, Dvichat Tvarim. Okay, to do it like that?
Yeah.
Dvichat Tvarim.
No, Dvichat Tvarim Shat. That's the word.
Right, but how I did it was broken. Dvichat. I did Dvichat.
No.
No, I didn't?
You don't want that.
Okay, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I want to keep that together. Okay.
Yeah, you want to keep it together.
All right.
So then what was the last two words?
The last two words were ahani vyatihu.
Vyatihu, yeah, good.
Vyatihu. Guruho is the genitive. I think it could be ablative or genitive for guru. It's genitive here. And paricharyam is accusative, feminine accusative singular, meaning service. And kurvataha is a present participle.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Or from Krit.
Yeah, present participle.
It's a present active participle.
Okay.
and it means doing. It's in the genitive singular.
Good.
And tasya, tad, his or of him, dvichat twarinshat is 42. My question here, is this a compound I'm looking at? Or, because that's in like the stem form, right?
The dvichat twarinshat is just the
it's a substantive, right?
That's the substantive,
right,
and it's in the nominative singular.
It is a nominative singular?
Yeah,
so
it's neuter nominative singular.
Oh, gosh.
And ahani is also neuter nominative singular.
Yeah, I got that. So where is it? Can you tell me where in the book that it says?
Yeah. Oh. So this is this substantive, 42. Do we?
And it's going to
be neuter. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Are similar to the masculine. Masculine. So dwit, but it comes, and then dwit and shut. Are similar to the masculine, where the masculine then, I think for what are we looking for, accusative?
You know what, this is a racket, but if I could just do two more pages of this, can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, because it'll help us a lot.
It's neuter accusative, right?
No, isn't the ahani is the nominative, isn't it?
Oh, it's nominative and it's plural, so we're looking for a nominative plural.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not. Mm. Oh, that's right, because that one doesn't go that way. It stays in the singular.
What does ahani mean?
Days.
Ahani means days.
From ahan.
Yeah,
ahan
is the substantive.
Well, like that. Okay. And so, dvichat and shut.
So, dvichat and shut is neuter nominative singular.
That's right.
I just can't figure out where that.
So there's no declension for that.
No,
it declines, but shut is the substantive and it's in neuter, so nothing happens in the neuter nominative.
It just stays as a substantive.
Shut. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's no way that tells us to do that.
Well, that's why I want you to have this.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Otherwise, it's because this is all told in the book,
mm-hmm.
but it's then you understand it when you see it here. This is nice.
See, because neuter nominative singular, there's no declension. Remember, for the consonant endings, there's no declension.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Yeah. There's no declensional ending.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
There's nothing.
Okay.
And then the rest, like, is out us.
Yeah, ahani is days.
And kurvataha, how is that the present active?
It comes from kurvat.
Kurvat.
You have to take the, remember to make the
kurute. You know?
You have to take the,
kurute, right, would be the atmanepadasana.
Kurvante. So kurvat, take the third person plural, kurvante.
Yeah, right.
And then kurvataha, kurvat. Kurvataha is the accusative and accusative
and nominative.
No, it's the accusative plural and the ablative and genitive singular.
Yeah. Oh, it's not us. And then I had trouble with the last word.
That's in the reader. It's E.
It's E plus. Oh, okay.
E plus yeti.
Okay, but that ending looked like it should be a plural ending.
It is. Ahani is plural. Ahani is plural.
Oh, because it's the days that are passing.
Yeah.
Oh,
the days are passing.
It's not the person.
Are passing away, not the person.
Is it just potential third person?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's potential third person plural. I was just driving myself crazy saying, how can this be plural?
I didn't understand why it would be potential, though. I mean,
let me take a look at that. There's also I don't remember.
Oh, gosh, so the days. Gosh, I totally missed
that.
I think it's that.
Potential third person plural.
Ever engaged at the services of his teacher, he passed 42 days.
So that's not how you should say it. No,
no,
because it doesn't.
There's potential.
The 42 days passed.
Yes, that's right.
Passed for him who was doing service to his teacher, for his teacher.
That's right.
42 days.
Passed.
For him. who should
yeti
be doing?
Plus Eve.
Is it who should know who Eve is?
The days.
But so why potential the, for yeti you?
I'm not sure it. I'm not sure about that.
Doesn't it sometimes you use the potential when it's an absolute fact or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like an emphasis. That's what I'm thinking about.
So
I have just a little doubt. Let me go check.
Yeti would be past, but as fucking past then. It should not be past. 42 days should pass for.
Well, sometimes the potential is used in other ways, like when you want to really say something with emphasis, or when you want to state something that was an absolute
right,
fact.
But it would not be in past
why
tense.
It wouldn't be,
right?
Yeah.
42 days pass for him. Oh, yeah, maybe that. 42 days pass, like as a rule, 42 days pass. So, like, it's implying that you should do service for 42 days.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe Carol's going to explain it better. You're right, because I kept thinking it should be the perfect, right?
For me, yeah, exactly.
Because you have seen
exactly.
Anything like that in the perfect,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
and you're like,
yeah, yeah.
No, this isn't the perfect.
And what's the substantive for Ahani?
It's, Ahani is Ahun.
Ahun is days.
Yes, and it's neuter. It's just Ahun, the short A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
42 days for him who is doing service for his
group. And yeah, who is doing because of the group of the Ahun.
And then the Vyati, she said, is Vyati plus E, right?
Can it
it's
be
e
a perfect
ending.
For the Yuhu, you know, the Yuhu?
Well,
you
I thought
it's perfect, perfect ending.
Yes, I think it could be perfect, actually.
Let's look at the perfect. I'm just trying
yeah.
to remember that, because it should be
oh,
like...
Oh, no, it's reduplicating. It's not reduplicating. It's, oh, but E reduplicates in a different way. Yeah, maybe.
That's what I... But, well,
perfect would make more sense, actually.
I think it is perfect,
oh,
but
perfect,
I forget. Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that would make sense.
But we just have to remember how to form it, and that was a long time ago.
Uhu is perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yuhu is perfect, yeah, but that's not the problem. It's just making sure that...
That E is reduplicated.
Yeah.
Here.
Because it's not periphrastic. But the E and E could be, so it's kind of tricky.
I think we were given the forms
anymore. Are you in the... What page are you on in Bhandarkar?
I'm looking at page 91 right now.
Is that what the perfect is?
The perfect starts
it's
at 68.
Okay.
Oh, Bhandarkar.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. So, Parasmaipada ending, us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
It's got to be perfect.
What's the substantive?
Is E.
Yeah, plus
E. Oh, just E.
Yeah, eti and E. But the eti plus E would make the long E, but it can also...
What about our Dhatu Mundri? Will you give perfect examples? Oh, no, we can look. I know what we can do.
What?
Antoine gives you the perfect, so we can look up E in Antoine and see what the
yeah,
perfect
yeah,
looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, go ahead. That's
so
good.
We can see how it reduplicates.
Yeah. Good
what
idea.
Class is E? What?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Just a minute.
That's
I
right.
can
I'll
tell
find
you.
It. I'll figure
it out. Class 2. Yeah. Okay. Short E with Vyati. Let me see here.
Okay, E. Perfect now. Iyaya. So, doesn't really fit.
What
no, but,
are you on?
But that's in the strong.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I'm on page 182 in Antoine.
I think it's different in the weak, so let me just find
oh,
an
right.
example
that's
of that.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found a rule for it in Penny's handout for Penny.
What does it say?
The reduplicative syllable e is kept intact in by an interposed ya before the strong form of the root. In the weak forms, the reduplicative e is contracted with the initial e of the root.
Okay, so
form e, long e.
Okay, that's it.
So we got it.
Yeah, that's it. Perfect.
Is this strong or weak?
It's weak.
It's weak.
And then the E plus us becomes E yuhu. There's a rule for that too. It's in here. I remember it.
So
in the weak, it becomes E yuhu. So E, the long, well, there's actually a long E with the short E of ati still stays long E. Then with the us becomes E yuhu. Then the E becomes Iya. Like ni, for instance, becomes the root ni becomes ni ni, and then with us, ni nin yuhu. Yeah. So the e takes the yakara there. Well, that's not quite right. The reduplicative e is changed to ia and u to uv when followed by dissim or vowel, and when it is not, the two vowels combine and form long e and long u. So there's the
Is just from the end.
The reduplicative, that's reduplicative E.
Yeah, the Y is, yeah. I mean...
That's different.
Yuhu is just the ending.
Right.
Uhu is the ending.
No, yuhu is the ending.
I thought us was the ending.
No, it's yuhu. That's where the Y comes from, I think.
Go to page 90. Use is the ending for the potential.
Oh. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's uhu. Uhu is the ending.
But the yakara comes because the e in the weak takes iya.
E in the weak takes iya for.
And the u takes uv. Remember that?
Yeah, because that rule I read was just for e ending.
That's right.
So you still have to
add the ending. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got the long e for the reduplicative, mm-hmm. but now you have to add the us.
Yeah.
And so what happens to the e plus us? Does it become yuhu or iyuhu? So it becomes iyuhu. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course, I can't find the... There's too many rules here to find. Do you know what I'm talking about or not?
Well, it's because in the perfect, you have the insertion of the E for certain dhatus, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying here we've got the verbal... base is E. Forget the vyati. It doesn't matter. So it becomes E. That's the reduplicative in the weak. Now we're adding to E in the weak and us. So now is that going to become yuhu or iyuhu?
Got it.
It's going to become iyuhu.
Right.
Because there's a special rule for that.
I see. The E is preserved even though by some...
That's right. It becomes E and u would become uv.
Okay.
Yeah. God.
It's daunting sometimes to look back in the perfect chapter.
Two
chapters.
That's why, you know, at least for us, and for most people, I mean, actually, even for Swamiji, he doesn't remember any of these rules. You only remember them if you're teaching them. You remember the forms.
But he can read Sanskrit and understand.
Oh, he's totally fluent.
He's totally fluent.
Totally fluent in Sanskrit,
so
like with English.
Sentences, he can just...
Oh, absolutely. He knows what it is. Just like, well, we're like that in English.
Yeah, I know, but not many people are like that in Sanskrit. We use English all the time to talk.
But the more you read Sanskrit, the more you are like that. I mean, I'm totally like that. To my degree of fluency.
Yeah.
You know, but the reason I know anything like all of this is because I keep teaching it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I forgot. You just have to keep teaching it.
And then some days are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my mind, like, it does this thing where all of a sudden I cannot recognize the letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then my brain has to do this little weird shift, and then I'm like, oh, because it's so foreign.
But sometimes even for English, if you say a word over and over, it's just ridiculous. It's just a string of sounds.
Exactly.
just so crazy.
I know, I have that sometimes when I'm correcting all these papers.
Yeah,
I'll think, is that how you spell that? I'm just not sure, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
now.
So we got through that.
Yeah.
So the 42 days passed for him who was doing service for his guru.
Right. All right, Kiki.
Yes. Guruho Paricharyam.
Guruho Paricharyam.
Kurvitaha Tasya.
Kurvitaha Tasya.
Dvi Chatuvarinshat.
Dvi Chatuvarinshat.
Ahani Vyatiyu.
Ahani Vyatiyu.
Chitastraha. Vidyaha.
Sraha. Chitasraha.
Chitasraha.
No, there's no tether. Sra.
Oh, there's no
tether.
I thought it's a tether. Okay.
Yeah.
Chitasraha. Vidyaha. Chitushashtim. Kalahacha. Chandra Pidaha. Ashikshata. So, Chitastraha is from the feminine, it's an accusative plural. Chitasraha. Chitasraha is for in the feminine, declined in the feminine.
That's right.
Accusative plural. And then,
I think it's singular.
Let
me see.
Wait a minute. Chitastraha.
I think it's a divine and plural.
Let me show you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Because that's what I was thinking. Why is this only...
Yeah, that's part of the thing that you have to memorize.
Okay, plural. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Vidya. So, Vidyaha is studies in plural, four studies. And then...
They're using the four Vedas. They're using Vidya here for the Vedas, but it means the four, literally
four
it's the four knowledges,
Vedas.
But they're referring to the Vedas.
And then Vidyaha, and then Chatushashtam. Is Chatushashtam is 64 again declined in the feminine accusative plural, I think.
It can't be accusative, or it can't be what I mean by that. Not that it is accusative. It is accusative.
Okay.
But wait a minute, there's something wrong.
I think this one might be singular. I mean, there's certain ones that do not take the plural.
That's right.
And I think this doesn't take the plural, this one.
Yeah, that's... But then it's
singular.
In the, just the... sing. It's in the feminine singular.
Feminine singular.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, feminine singular.
That's right, because we're now beyond the, the first 10.
Yeah, because once you get up into the teens...
Yeah.
I mean, like, so the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, they don't go... They're not declined in the plural. They don't match in case... gender or
not. Yeah.
It says that three and other adjectival numerals are declined in the plural only.
But yeah, but this isn't three.
We're and other adjectival.
But this is not an adjective. These are not adjectival.
These are nouns, feminine
these
nouns.
These are now nouns.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
See, look at, I'll show you. This is what I did. I wrote on my book to count myself. These here are all adjectival.
Right.
These here, 1 through 3, 4, are adjectival, right? Well, they're all adjectival.
That's
1 through 4 match gender, number, and
yeah,
case.
That's exactly what I wrote.
But the rest of these are still adjectival.
Right.
Take number
but
and
they
case,
only
but not
take
gender.
Number and case, but not gender.
These are substantives, so they're not adjectival.
Wait, so these are actually substantives after 20.
What? Beginning with 20.
Substantives.
Yeah, beginning with 20, they are substantives.
Oh, so they can be adjectival, but they're substantives.
Right, and they do not...
Some are adjectives, but some are nouns.
Yeah, and they're all feminine.
Yeah.
And they are...
They're all feminine also?
Yeah. And with the plural noun, they are used in the singular as 20 Brahmins.
Yeah.
All in the singular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have duals and plurals, but... anyway, there's a special way that you treat the duals.
Oh, all of these are feminine, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. This is so confusing.
Well, the less you know, the less confused you are.
How's Virginia doing?
She's doing good. She's
her
really
job
busy with work. It's going well.
Oh,
she'll
good.
Be here tomorrow. She's very
right.
happy that she's going to be here tomorrow.
I know, I miss her.
And I think she's going to go... I think she might be going to the class in Texas.
Which, oh, yeah, I think she is.
Yeah.
She said she was there.
Which I'm so excited about. Cause then
are you going too?
No, I can't afford it, but she's going
to... She'll teach it to you.
We're not really supposed to do that, but she may help me a little bit.
That's kind of a weird thing about art.
I know.
It's like some bug in there. Some weird thing.
I feel like there's a lot of duality going on.
Why are you supposed to teach it? He wants it to be only through him.
He's got some ideas around all of that that are, to me, really kind of bizarre, but I don't understand it all.
Yeah. There's
a lot of weirdness.
Yeah, there's some ego stuff going on. I don't know exactly. I mean,
it's possible that he wants it to be accurate.
Yes,
and he doesn't think that.
Absolutely.
He thinks that the knowledge is going to be
absolutely
become corrupted.
It'll become disrupted. Yes, I think that is a big part of it, yeah.
Okay, whose turn is it? Who's finishing up?
I'm
finishing up.
Okay. So Chitastraha Vidyaha is four Vedas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chatushantim Kalaha is the 60...
Chatushashtim, right?
Chatushashtim, yeah, is the 64 arts. And so the four Vedas and the 64 arts. Chandrapidaha is nominative singular, Chandrapida. Ashikshata is... in imperfect, I think this is, in singular, he studied.
Yeah.
Chandrapida has studied the 64 arts and the four Vedas.
Right.
Yeah. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Chitasraha.
Chitasraha.
Vidyaha.
Vidyaha.
Chitushashtim.
Chitushashtim.
Kalahacha.
Kalahacha.
Chandrapidaha. Chandrapidaha.
Chandrapidaha.
Ashikshata.
Ashikshata.
Chatwari. Shtanga.
Shringa. Shringa, if you had the... Sorry. Shri. That's sh. That's a second... No, it's a second...
Shri.
That's a secondary form, secondary way of making shri. Like, do you remember how to
yeah.
make... Do you remember how to make shra? With a ra?
Yes.
You have this?
Yes.
All right. So you can take that form
uh-huh.
and put a ra underneath it.
Okay. What's the other way of making it?
With shri, you can take the sh. Some type settings will just take the regular sh and put a ra at the bottom. But this
oh,
is
really
the one that...
Like
yeah.
a, oh, I've
you
never
know,
seen that.
Yeah, you can see it. It depends on the typeset, but this
okay.
is the most common.
He is so tricky because he gives us a footnote on that, and he writes it the other way, and it's like my brain did not compute those two things.
Oh,
do you see
yes.
that?
Yes.
Now, I knew it had to be the same word, but like I'm still was saying shta, and I'm like, that is such a weird combination. Of course, there's nothing in the dictionary like that. Okay, so shringa.
Shringa.
Shringa. Shringaha, right? Shringaha, isn't it? Shringaha. Plural. Yes, Shringaha. Shringaha. Did I get that? Okay. Anyway, that
Shringaha,
Trayaha, Asya,
Pada,
Dwe, what?
Pada.
Oh,
Pada. Padaha. Visarga drops.
Oh.
You can't have pada.
No, you can't. Padaha.
Padaha.
Padaha. Dwe shirshe sapta hastasaha asya.
Yeah.
Okay, so chatvari is four in the... Is it accusative singular, right? No, it's nominative singular because it's describing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And masculine, right?
Neuter.
Oh, it's neuter.
I thought it was neuter.
Is it chut?
Okay.
This is where you need this one. This is here.
No, I mean,
well,
I'm sure
you're
right. I'm sure
you're right.
Well, because
chutur can be an adjective that can take number, gender, and case, right?
Yes.
So I figured it's got to be neuter because it's modifying the next
form.
Word. which is neuter.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Singular.
And then the next word is shingaha, and
so is it singular? Or
Chaturvedi. If you go to page 74 and see chatur being declined,
okay,
because it's an it's used as an adjective, masculine, feminine, and neuter forms, and it's always going to be plural. Chaturvedi is the neuter form. Page 74.
Yes, and so it's neuter or plural. Or
yeah.
Singular, right.
Yeah.
The nominative plural.
Okay. And then we have shringaha, which is the nominative plural, neuter, for horns.
And that's Vedic.
It's in Vedic form.
There's all kinds of exceptions.
All right.
In Vedas.
And then we have trayaha, which is nominative plural for three. And I made a note to myself that says declined in plural only for masculine. Why did I write that? Anyway. It's three, and then the next word is asya from idam, genitive singular.
Okay. If you look at the word trayaha on page 74, just look at that declension there.
Doesn't it look like it's a singular?
It is singular.
It does.
It is singular? Yeah. Page 74.
Doesn't it have to agree with the three?
That's what I thought, but then I read something in the book, and I made this crazy note that said declined in plural only for masculine, not nouns.
It's three legs. Three legs.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm wrong. I forget what I said. Trayaha is a masculine. It's all plural. They're all plural.
Yeah.
But it says it's singular on this page.
No. It's not singular. It's see. Look at the ikaratha trishabda nitya bahuvachanantaha.
Say what?
Page 74, right above the declension, the ikarantaha trishabda, the trishabda that ends in short e, is always bahuvachana, always ends in the plural. So here you see that trayaha. I did the same thing, I just got confused in my mind for a minute. If you go down the masculine, those are all the masculine plurals. If you go down the feminine, all the feminine plurals.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
It's all plural.
But didn't they say that three actually is an adjective that can take number, case, and gender?
But look at the gender.
It can also take number. So why is it only...
Because it's an exception, I think. That's the weird thing.
The beginning of the chapter, it says, in number one.
The number one... can sometimes take the plural, like if you say some.
No, but then it says...
Page 138 in
Bhandarkar. Yes, ma'am. Following is a list of some people.
Where it says up to Navdashan.
Okay, look at... They take the number and case...
So like three horns
Noun to which they are applied.
And the gender for the first four.
But
then they should be able to be declined in both singular dual, in all singular dual and plural. But then this.
But then there's something later about te where it's different. Yeah.
Yeah, let's find that.
The numbers... No.
Let's see.
Well, I wish I would have made a note of that.
I think it's page 140 under the declension.
Okay. Let's see there, 140.
Yes, here we go.
What point is it?
Under masculine declension, number four.
Mm-hmm. Three and other adjectival numerals are declined in plural only. Oh, in masculine. Only if it's a masculine declension?
Yes.
It says that under masculine.
It says it under masculine. So for masculine.
That was your note.
That's why I made that note. Declined in plural only for masculine
three
forms.
Three and other adjectival numerals are declined in plural only. And so that's only for masculine forms.
Well, we don't know if it's only for masculine.
Yeah,
we know that it is for masculine.
You know how sometimes he mentions it?
A few times.
He'll mention the first time under something, then it applies to everything after that. Yeah.
So, what about feminine?
So, it's tree, tissa,
feminine
which
forms
is
tree. Yeah, it says it does include it in the feminine. Wait a minute. Ekan toa are declined like sarva and forms of tri and chitur. Oh, in the feminine, tri goes tisra.
I mean, so this is definitely a masculine form.
Yeah, but you can see, look at one thing here, like when you look at three, it shows, it says, it is always ends in the bahuvachana.
Yeah.
And so then it only gives bahuvachana for for masculine, feminine, and neuter.
Okay.
So over here it says it's plural only for all three genders.
That's right.
But in the book, it's not clear.
Well,
we would have to read through the masculine, all the way through the masculine. We know it says that. Then we have to read all the way through the feminine, say what it says. Then we have to read through the neuter.
At the end of the number five, which is the feminine, he makes a statement. The feminine forms of other adjectival numerals are not different from the masculine. So I'm assuming that he's saying that what we did with tri in the form for the masculine, we're also doing in the feminine.
So then does it make sense to you that they would mention right away in the front that they take the number in case, particularly for 1, 2, 3, 4, he says that, right?
I mean, a better way to do it is he could have said there is an exception, and that exception is tri, which only blah, 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 you know. But he doesn't do it like that. It comes out later. Anyway.
So then tri does not really only takes masculine. Does not really take number keys in.
Well, actually, it's more than just three. It says here in the masculine number four, it says three and the other adjectival numerals are declined in the plural only in the masculine.
So does that mean all the way up to 20? 1 to 20 are the adjectival numerals? Right?
Yeah.
So that means 1 to 20 only take plural? That's not true.
That's not true, because we just had...
But the dual takes only dual. Two takes only dual.
Yes.
And then from three on takes plural. But that's not... That's when we're... That's not when we get to the 20 and above, where those are all nouns.
And even chatur in the last... What's that? No. Where are we? I don't even know where we are anymore. Where are we?
Well, it's this line, you know, where he says three and other numerals are declined in plural only, and we're saying that's not true. Like for dvi, it's only dual.
Right. Anyway, it's very confusing.
Well, because it's incorrectly stated.
Well, maybe, I wonder.
All of these up through nine are only in the Bahuvachana, from the 3 to 9 in this book. Because you have to read the little Sanskrit blur that it says, you know?
Yeah.
Panchan Pravrtiyaha, beginning with Panchan, Navadeshan Karyantaha, Shabdaha. They're all like 9. Then you've got the beginning with 5 and ending with Navadeshan.
So all the way from 3 to 9 isn't all genders and plural only.
What is Navadeshan?
Navadeshan is 19.
Right. See, so it says beginning with Panchan 5 and ending with 19, Navadeshan.
Yeah.
Right? They all have the same declension in all genders and in plural only.
Meaning 3 to 19, right?
5 to 19.
Yeah, but 3 and 4 are also the same.
75 on Shabda Manjari. It says,
and
it's saying that from 5, it's on page 75.
75, okay.
Yeah. It says, you know, Panchan Prabhrityaha means those beginning with Panchan, and Navadeshan Paryantaha ending with Navadeshan 19. All of these words, Shabdaha, then he goes into English, have the same declension in all genders and are in plural only. So now, look at Panchat below.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Shashta.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Saptan. And then it says that the Navan is just like Sapta.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives Ashta below. It has something else for Ashta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says... See Ashta below?
Mm-hmm.
Nakarantaha Ashtan Shabda, that Ashtan Shabda Enirina, Asya Buridam Rupam. There's two forms for that and he gives the two forms. There's the one that ends in a short a, and vatiya rupam diriganta. And the second form is ends in a long a, except for the two. So ashta ashta or ashtau ashtau, and then after that is short a or long a. And then on the next page it says, you know, neva is just like septa. Nevan is just like septan. Nevan pravrtiyaha, nevadashan, paryantaha, shabdaha, septan, shabdavat. They're just like septan. That beginning from neva to 19, beginning from 9 to 19, all of those are declined like septan. And septan is there, example is there on 75, page 75. Do you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where I am?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you know Kiki? Do you know
yes,
where I am?
Okay. Yes. Although I have to say, I didn't find septum on page 75.
Look at page 30.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Like,
page 75. Do you see pancha?
Yeah.
And then after that is ashta.
It's included. It's
septum. It's the third column.
Pancha, shut.
Yes.
Shut and septa.
Okay.
And then everything from 9 to 19 is like septa. Why they say that is because 8 is different. So, you know, you learn 5, 6, 7, and then from 9 to 19 is like septa, but 8 has two forms and it's different.
So can we just go through the first? So the first one is saying, you know, it's a decline like a pronoun, right? Number 1, eka, in the first page 73. Like tasmin.
Yeah, it's a, like a...
Eka is defined like a pronoun in all.
So it's always in singular.
Is always in singular?
Yeah, they are. Look at them. They're just like pronouns. They're like sarva.
Eka is only in
you've got
singular.
The pumsi. You've got the masculine pumsi, shriyam, in klibe. These are, you know, in the math pumsi, in the masculine, shriyam, in the feminine, klibe, in the neuter. And so you have the masculine singular.
Mm.
The feminine singular and the neuter singular.
So it's only in singular and decline like a pronoun.
But there's another aspect that when eka is being used as a numeral, then it can, it means some, then it can take the plural.
Like ekasmin, or that ekasmin and
or ak,
yes,
ak.
Then it can take plural, okay.
Sankhya, Vyatiripteshu, Arteshu, Asya Dvivachana, Bahuvachane, Apistaha. You can take either one when it's being used like a numeral.
Does it say
Sankhya? Wait a minute. No, that's wrong what I said. In a meeting, read the Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm.
Sankhya, Vyatirekeshu, in that Arteshu, in meanings which are other than numerals. Sankhya, Vyatirekeshu, Varteshu, in the Arteshu, in things which are other, in meanings that are other than numerals, Asya, for this, Eka, Asya, Dvivachana, Bahuvachana, Dvivachana and Bahuvachana, Dvandva compound, there are also.
Also
like
exist?
Some or few, you know.
So like in just in a regular story, some
like a brahmana, like
such and such.
Mm-hmm. Eka
brahmana specifically to a numeral. Is that what you're saying?
When it's not being used as a numeral, like if I use it as an indefinite article.
Like some boys.
Yes, exactly. That would be AK, you know, balaha.
Well, so it's not strictly adjectival like any other
in the plural.
Would be.
Eka can be used as some in the plural.
Is there another word for some also that we would use?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
But
yeah,
you would use like several ones, like
yeah.
Not some.
Yeah. But eka is sometimes used in the plural, it means some. You know, it's used as an indefinite article sometimes.
Okay, so I think I got lost somewhere along the line with eka. So for when for meanings other than numerals.
Yeah.
Then you can decline them to match the whatever you're
when the word eka means something other than just the number one.
Okay.
Mm.
If it means the number one, it only can be declined in the singular.
Okay.
But if it means something else, like an indefinite article, which one sometimes mean, then it can be declined in the Bahuvachan and the dual and plural. Let me show you.
And so eke,
like it will, you know, sarva, sarva, sarve.
Yes.
That's like
so
declining
eke,
like a like a pronoun.
Eke bala. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a squirrel out there, baby.
Hi,
baby
girl.
Hey, girl.
It's okay.
You get some food in there. Go ahead. Go check. You're okay.
Calling her Rumi.
She has a very distinctive voice, Carol.
She's a talker. She always talks.
She has a meow like my ginger.
Yeah.
It's very similar to ginger.
I want to tell you guys here just a second. So when Prince too small, I have the wrong glasses on. What can I do? So tired.
No, oh, are you? Are you working too hard?
No. I said this is so tired. There we go.
Oh, I thought you said you were so tired.
No, I'm fine. Eka, one single, alone, only. These are different meanings. Not accompanied by anyone. The same, one and the same, identical, firm, unchanged, single of its kind, unique, singular, soul, peerless, matchless. You know, one or two or many. One or two or many.
Mm-hmm.
Eka would be two.
Mm.
Often, this is the one I wanted to read to you, because this is so common. Often used like the English indefinite article, you know, for a or an, like
okay,
a brahmana. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's the that was the important thing that I want to say. Okay.
Moro says the same thing by reason of its meaning. Eka is restricted to singular except when it has the indefinite meaning some.
Mm. Yeah.
Some.
In which case it's declined as a plural.
Yeah.
Got it. That makes sense.
In addition, it's often attenuated to the sense of an indefinite article.
That's right. That's perfect. So I think
that's
our brains have sat in this for long enough that we may remember this.
So ego is only singular when it's used as a number one, and otherwise it can be used in this way.
It can be used in all three. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are we? What are we doing?
Can you actually go over Dwi as well? Because we've gone.
Well, let's see what it says. Look at Dwi on page in the Shabda Manjari. E kar antahad Dwi Shabda. The Dwi Shabda ending in E, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nityam Dwi Vachana antahad. It's always in the dual. Let's see if there's an exception. There's no exception listed in this book. But because it's an adjective, you can do it, decline it in the masculine, in the dual, masculine, feminine, or neuter, right? So they give you examples of all of those.
Okay, but there's no exception for dual keys.
Mm-hmm. Now look at go to the next page on 74, might as well do the three.
Yeah.
It's the same. Ikar antah tri shabda. Shantaha Nityam Bahuvachanantaha.
Right.
Bahuvachanantaha. Always ending, always Nityam. Always ending in the plural.
Yeah.
So you see it for masculine, feminine, and neuter.
There's something going on in the background. I'm hearing.
I thought it was on your end.
I thought it was on your end too.
There was something outside. Was
let me just check it.
Just
yeah, there was a truck or something.
Okay. It's fine now.
Yeah.
The same for four. It's always in the plural.
This isn't helpful, isn't it? It's better than what Andaka has done. Confuses. He deliberately goes out of his way to confuse you.
Maybe somehow that reasoning made sense at one time. I don't know. It's an old book.
I mean, it's gone, right? It's just...
Where are we? Let's do another sentence. What time is it?
Okay. So now we're finishing up three.
Oh, we're still finishing up three.
Did you finish three, Kiki? Oh, yeah, you did. Did you finish it? Did we read it?
Yeah, we are on the fourth one.
Oh, we are on the fourth one. Oh, I had already started on it. Oh, yeah, four horns. Oh, my God.
We got lost. We took a detour from the Treha.
Okay, so we just learned that...
Treha.
That, well, first of all, Chatur
can only be math.
It can only be plural.
Yes.
So I will now correct that. It is plural. It's neuter nominative plural.
Okay.
And then we have Shingaha, which is nominative plural. We did that already. That was four.
Right.
And then we have Trayaha, which is plural.
Only
three.
Plural, right?
And then Asya, we did that for this, Edom. Pada, Padaha, Padaha.
Nice.
And that's nominative plural. Thank you for feet. And Dwe is dual.
Can only be dual.
It's
right?
Neuter dual. Neuter mm-hmm. nominative dual.
Two.
Yeah.
And then Shirshe is from Shirsham, which is heads in the locative singular. And then Septam. Oh, no, Saptaha.
Oh, no, Shirsha is what?
Well, I couldn't figure out.
Neuter.
Yeah, it's neuter.
Oh, I thought you said locative.
It's locative, isn't it?
What's Dwe?
Oh, it's dual.
Palam Palay Palani.
Oh, it's dual.
Palam Palay Palani.
Two heads, dual.
Yeah.
They're all nominatives.
Oh, Palay Opa. Stupid.
Okay.
Dual accusative.
Okay.
No. Dual nominative.
Dual nominative.
There aren't any accusatives.
They're all nominatives.
There's no verb here.
Because it's describing, it's all adjectival.
A bunch of new nominatives.
And then, so septa, I wasn't sure about, so let me just look at my rules really quick so I can figure out what it is.
Look at page 75 for septa.
Mm-hmm.
Third column.
So septa is always in the...
Plural.
Plural, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so septa is nominative plural. And I think it's masculine. Yes, it's masculine. And the next word is hastasaha.
But let me
That's
tell you.
Vedic.
Yeah.
For it's a Vedic form of hasta. And mm-hmm. I believe it's nominative plural, right? Yeah, he gives us that.
Mm-hmm.
It is nominative plural.
Yeah.
And then asya. Again, of this, or in genitive singular for Edom. So I'm not sure what to do with these asyas.
For him.
Oh,
right, his.
Oh,
his.
For him.
His.
Okay. So.
And you can say he has.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
For him, there is means he has.
He has.
Yeah.
Okay. So he has four horns, 3 feet. Two heads, 7 hands.
And 7, yeah.
And that's 7 hands he has, or
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me point something out using this thing.
Mm-hmm.
On page 75, looking at, you know, Panchasha and Septa,
mm-hmm.
the little blurb above says, Panchan Prabhrityaha, beginning with Panchan, beginning with 5, Navadeshan Paryantaha, ending with 19, those words, Shabdaha, have the same declension in all genders and are in plural only. I just want to point out same declension. So it's 5 to 19 have the same declension. And they're all in plural. Where if you look at 1 to 5, 1 to 4, they decline. Masculine, right?
Okay.
Masculine, feminine, neuter. But from 5 to 19, the number count, I mean the declension counts, but not the gender.
Okay.
And the number is always plural. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
1
Except
to 4
for 8. 8 is 8.
No,
is
8 doesn't decline either, but it has,
oh,
two,
it has
forms.
Two forms.
It
has 2 forms. Okay.
Yeah. You see the difference?
Yeah.
1 to 4 decline in masculine, feminine, and neuter. But from 5 to 19, they don't decline. They're all the same, but they're all in plural.
They don't decline from...
No, they don't have a gender.
There
I mean, they don't
no
have
gender.
A gender.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What
don't have a, I meant that. They don't have a gender. 1 to 4 have a gender. They're adjectives, and they can take all 3 genders.
Yeah.
But from 5 to 19, they don't have a
no
gender.
Gender.
They just all decline in the same way.
Got it.
And all in the plural.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Tibby?
Tibby?
I want some more food.
Okay. This is
shall we read
good.
Number four?
Let's read it, number four.
Yeah. Chatvari Shrangaha.
Chatvari Shrangaha.
Trayosya Padaha.
Trayosya Padaha.
Dve Shirshe.
Dve Shirshe.
Sapta Hastasaha.
Sapta Hastasaha.
Asya.
Asya. Asya.
Does anybody need a little break?
Yes.
Yeah, let's take a little one.
Break. We're taking a little break, Penny.
Okay, a little break.
Oh my God, I feel like an old woman. Jesus. I think she wanted to tend to a titty.
Yeah. All right, I have to go.
Yes. Definitely will look up some of the handouts because I remember fighting through this.
I'll take a look too. I think I just completely blocked it out. I remember learning one, and then that the rest of it's like I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, now that we've read one darker, more actually looks way less complicated.
Oh, it is. It often is way less complicated. Most of the time, it is. Yeah, it's at least it's clear and it's presented in a way you can can logically follow.
I'm actually following through. You know, as Carol's been explaining, and I'm looking at, you know, more stuff and saying, gee, I don't know why I thought this was so dense.
So what we need to do is find something more complicated than Bhandarkar so that we can come back to Bhandarkar and follow him easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we can read Bhandarkar.
That's right. Do you have glasses on? You put another pair of glasses on top.
Yeah, I tried glasses on for Tom, Julie, but it did us all in, including Carol. So
yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was very brave, Carol.
It was nice, actually. It was
I liked it, but it takes...
I liked it, too, but I think I remember at the time that it was requiring a huge amount of preparation.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Too much. I didn't have time to do the prep.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I'm going to take my little break, too.
Okay.